Can we all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, may I ask you to please call the roll?
Absolutely. Deputy Chair Levine.
Here.
Legislator Gavaris.
Right.
Legislator Hansett.
Here.
Legislator Harmon.
Here.
Legislator Kitchen. Legislator Uchitel. And Chair Kovacs. You have 4 members present and 3 absent.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Can I get a motion, please, to approve the minutes of the June 13th, 2024 meeting of the Laws, Rules, and Government Services Committee?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Minutes are approved. So now we have to move into resolutions. Resolution number 155 has been withdrawn by the sponsor. So we're going to move on to resolution number 323, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 7 of 2024, a local law to allow enrolled volunteer firefighters and volunteer ambulance workers to be eligible for a real property tax exemption under real property tax law RPTL 466A to be held on Tuesday, August the 20th, 2024 at 7:05 p.m. Is there a motion to discuss?
I'll move.
And a second.
Second.
And anybody have any comment on the resolution?
For the record, I will be voting yes, since there's a quorum issue. But this is only to set a public hearing to elicit public comment. You'll in all other cases be recusing us.
Do I have a motion to adopt Resolution 323?
I'll move.
And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Resolution is adopted. Resolution number 357, adopting proposed local law number 4 of 2024, a local law amending Article 2 of the Administrative Code for the County of Ulster, Local Law Number 10 of 2008, in relation to certain employment restrictions. Public hearing was held on this resolution in May, and the resolution was postponed last month. The sponsor is not present in the room right now, so, is there a motion to discuss the resolution?
I should ask a question. Did the sponsor give any requests to this committee for tonight, since he won't be present, that you're aware of?
My understanding is that the sponsor has spoken with the clerk in regards to, I believe, so last month the chair of the committee proposed an amendment to reduce the time to 2 years from 3 years. There was not a second to that motion, so it was not adopted. But I believe the sponsor would be comfortable with that, but he's not here, obviously, again, to confirm that. So my understanding is he would be okay with going down to 2 years, but again, it was proposed in the committee last month and didn't have the support to even be seconded. So,
does this seem on frame for postponing another call?
You're okay.
We're okay. Then I'll motion to postpone 1 month.
Is there a second to postponement for 1 month?
Sure.
All in favor of postponement of the resolution
first?
There is a motion on the, there was a motion, to postpone. He has a, can we take
it? Put in the motion for now. Sometime.
I'll let you speak on it. Go ahead.
Personally, I think we should fail this. I don't think there's support for this in the legislature as a whole. I think it's, I think it's a meaningless change that is trying to be proposed. Right now, we cannot work for the county within 1 year of being a legislator. This is trying to make it 2 years. It's trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
The problem existed back when there was no executive. The problem came about because the legislature was hiring its own people to work for the government. That made sense that you couldn't do it within a year. Right now, we're not hiring people. We're just approving people. Hiring comes from the executive's office, not from the legislature. We just approve certain jobs. So I don't think there's a conflict of interest working the legislature, waiting a year, and working for the executive. I don't believe that's a conflict that needs to be fixed, changed, or modified in any way. So I feel like we should just fail this and be done with it.
There is a motion on the table right now to postpone for 1 month. Right now, I believe we have to take that vote in terms of on postponement. If the postponement fails, then I believe, I'm not sure, council.
Sorry to interrupt, but there is another option that the person that moved to postpone could withdraw. Yeah, that's what I'm going to withdraw. I was trying to be fair to the sponsor of this, since he's not present, but yeah, you can always get a petition to discharge it. He wants to move forward, so I would throw my motion to withdraw.
All right, do you consent to the withdrawal?
I'm great with that.
Okay. So the motion to postpone has been withdrawn. So is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
A motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of adoption? Please say aye. Opposed, no?
No.
No. Motion fails. Motion is not adopted. Motion is that's resolution. Resolution number 358, adopting proposed local law number 5 of 2024. A local law amending section A272B of the Administrative Code, the County of Ulster, local law number 10 of 2008 to ensure proper staffing levels at the Ulster County Board of Elections. And for everyone's information, again, a public hearing on this was held last month in June. So is there a motion to discuss?
I'll move to discuss.
Second. Deputy Commissioner Bloom, excuse me, is there anything that you would like to make a comment on this?
No, I'm really just here to answer questions if you have any. This legislation would not actually impact our operations. We are under the auspices of this legislation, fully staffed. So it isn't, but it is more taking it so that there is a comprehensive, you know, like set of program to staff as necessary, as opposed to responding through a very lengthy process.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Is there any other questions or comments in regards to the resolution? Legislator Harmon.
Thank you. So, and as I understand it, with the budget process that's in place, this would just change the time frame by a few months, if I'm understanding this correctly. So if we have a budget process in place, then doesn't this essentially give the Board of Elections a 3 month lead time and preferential treatment? And what then what are we doing in terms of setting a precedent that any department can say, wait, we need 4 months. And so I don't know that, I think as was stated, I don't think this is necessary.
Legislator Collins.
Yeah, just I have the same concern. So my understanding of the budget process is in July, the executive is preparing the budget with data from all of the departments. That's in July. In August, we're presented with a draft budget with the backup, including all of the documentation from the departments asking for staffing. This particular resolution calls for that to be public in September. Well, it's already public in August and comes to us. So I'm not sure what this does. As far as the staffing level goes, we have many, many departments in this county that have a desired staffing level per their work, right? If it's a caseload for DSS, there's a certain number of staffing that they require and a certain number of staffing that they will recommend.
Mm-hmm.
So in theory, we're balancing all of these the staffing against each other in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And having one department have a different process than the other departments to me doesn't necessarily make sense. I totally want to know what the optimal staffing level is for the Board of Elections, because I feel like it's incredibly important that we staff to that level. At the same time, it's incredibly important we staff the DSS to the level they need. It's incredibly important we staff to every other agency and body of this county to the level they need. But sometimes we just can't do it. You know, if we have, I think last year there was 85 new staff at the county wide. I don't think we hired that many. We had to make choices. And that's our job, is to make those choices. And sometimes they're tough choices and hard choices, but having one department have a department that we can't choose from, to me, is not necessarily the right thing. So it's kind of an awkward position to be in. I totally support people being at full staffing levels. And I totally support paying the employees at full, the good wages. But at the same time, having this in front of us and not having the same thing from DSS and other agencies doesn't seem to make sense to me. So I think we could maybe amend this a little bit to have the recommendation come to us earlier so that we have the value of the recommendation. But I don't know the exact wording of that. So I'd like to be able to maybe postpone this and come back with this and say, can you have us the data by July? And we'll work within July, within our time frame, within our current process, to make sure that staffing is appropriate for the BOE along with everybody else. That was a lot longer than it usually takes to talk.
I mean, I think that...
I'm sorry. Yes, Deputy Commissioner Whitwell.
The distinction isn't that it is really more of a formulaic determination of how many staff, as opposed to sometimes, as we know, especially related to certain departments, our department is perceived as political. So this just takes it out of the realm of political and just looks at a formulaic, this is how many registered voters you have, therefore this is how many required staff you need to have. So it is more about ensuring that you have the staff that you need. It wouldn't be like an annual coming to determine, as it stands right now, some years, like for example, a presidential year, we will increase our part-time budget to bring in additional part-time help to assist. This would be just going off of the statistics that are provided annually, which, by the way, not only do we present you with those same statistics as part of the budget process, but every January we also send you an annual report from the Board of Elections with all of the data that you're looking for in terms of the total number of registrations that were and absentees and all of the full summary of our operations for the year.
Legislator Hanson.
If this doesn't pass, how would that change?
Nothing is going to change for us. It is for us, if this is legislation dies today, nothing is going to change. We are at the staffing recommendation that is under the auspices of this legislation. But what it does is it takes it out of for future negotiations and just provides a certain level of consistency. This is modeled after statewide legislation that was recommended by the New York State Commissioners Association.
Do you know
it has been, pardon me?
Do you know when that was?
It's been debated for a couple years now. And so some counties are, because it hasn't passed at the state level, some counties are passing it at the county level just to build momentum for.
It hasn't passed at the
right,
state level.
This is perceived to be a, you know, just a good practice because boards of elections are sort of unique for most counties in that many, if not all, of our regulations come from outside of the county, similar to like the DMV.
Legislator Nolan.
Yeah, I support this, and if it doesn't have enough support to pass tonight, I would support a postponement just so we could discuss it further. But the reason I would suggest that we go ahead and adopt this is, one, the Board of Elections has double the number of staff on everything. So it's a separate entity with a whole separate process. And I like the idea that Ulster County would set the tone and encourage the adoption of this kind of approach statewide. Because while we have a very good interaction and very good support for our Board of Elections, that is not necessarily true all across the board. And this kind of legislation would just help those counties that might struggle with some of those more political issues to do a better job. So we can't tell them what to do, but we can push the culture in the direction of having the certain level of staffing depending upon certain criteria. And that makes it more intelligent and understandable for the public. So I think it is not necessary for Ulster County, especially right now, but it reminds me of legislation that we've passed in public health on, you know, plastic bags and things like that, where we helped encourage other counties and eventually New York State to pass what is, I think, preferable approach for handling these matters. So I encourage us to adopt it. If we can't get it out of committee tonight, then postpone it. So this could be, you know, considered. And Deputy Executive Contreras is behind you there.
Yes, Deputy Executive Contreras.
I just wanted to echo some of the concerns that were raised tonight. Our concern is really the process, like the budget process that's in place. I think Legislator Collins, you went through a little bit, but to just clarify. So we have already started the budget process for next year. Our budget director sends out a call letter in June, and then we get the requests from the departments in June, July. We start to have meetings in July. Starting last year, we changed the process. This has been something that the legislature wanted for a long time, but we're now providing the requests of the departments, including the elected officials, to the legislature in August. So while the executive's recommended budget doesn't come until October, the full recommended budget, you will have the department's requests in August. So having this report come out in September is just a little bit, it's outside of that existing process, and it takes it out of the process that all the other departments have to go through, as has already been discussed. So that's.
Thank you. Deputy Commissioner Bloom, just a point of clarification. It's my understanding that this bill it passed the Senate, correct?
It's been passing the Senate for the past two sessions. It has been held up in the New York State Assembly along with several other pieces of election law. This
cool backstory.
Thank you. So is it the consensus? Legislator Collins, go ahead.
Can I suggest that we postpone this so we can look at an amendment to fit it into the process that we've already using? Because I think that would make us all happy. Because I do understand that what Legislator Nolan is saying is it's a little bit different, is that it's a political, we're hiring people that are going to be running our elections, essentially. And there are certain places in the world and in the country that do not want good elections.
Mm-hmm.
We want good elections.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that part is different than maybe other areas of it, but I'd like it to fit more comfortably with the budget process. So if we can amend it to somehow fit better, more comfortable with the budget process, I think that would be better.
Legislator Tavares.
Motion to postpone 1 month and recommend that anybody who has potential amendments to submit them to the sponsor.
Second.
On the motion to postpone, all in favor?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is adopted. The resolution is postponed. Thank you. Resolution number 359,
okay.
Adopting proposed local law number 6 of 2024, a local law amending Article 30 of the Ulster County Charter, local law number 2 of 2006, and amending Article 30 of the Administrative Code for the County of Ulster, local law number 10 of 2008, and Section 216 of the Code of the County of Ulster, Commission of Human Rights to modify various provisions. There is a public hearing that is going to be scheduled for the night of session on Tuesday, July 16th on this issue. And the issue also is the truncated timeline on this, is because, in order to qualify this measure for the November ballot is why, I believe it is being brought before us tonight. So is there a motion to discuss Resolution 359?
I'll move.
And a second? Any discussion on Resolution 359? Legislator Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had some concerns about Section 2C100. I talked to the sponsor about it. She eased my fears. Currently, what I was concerned about was the director should have authority, dominion, and control over the department, which is good, and have the power and authority to appoint and remove officers and employees therein, which my take on that, it gives the director carte blanche to hire and fire as he sees fit. Apparently, this was already language in the existing law. I'm satisfied with that. Hopefully, maybe we can take a look at that after this passes the ballot in referendum in November.
Any other discussion? Is there a motion to adopt resolution number 359?
I'll move.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor of adoption of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Resolution is adopted unanimously. And we have a number of late resolutions on the agenda, beginning with late resolution number 414, authorizing submission of a grant application to the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation and the New York State Dormitory Authority for the New York Statewide Investment in More Swimming, New York Swims Grant, Department of Public Works. So this late resolution was received on Monday, July 8th, and it authorizes the State Dormitory Authority for the SWIMS funding for the rehabilitation of the county pool in New Paltz. As most of you probably are aware of the issue that has come up and with the need for emergency closure of the pool, there is a July 12th, 2024, which is tomorrow, submission end date for this grant application, and awards are between $50,000 and $10 million. Grantees must provide a 20% match. Is there a motion to discuss this resolution?
Motion.
And a second?
I'll second.
Is there any discussion on the resolution? Legislator Nolan.
We did review this resolution in Public Works and received the additional information from Deputy Executive Lavalle, who's just entered the room, that the likely amount of the application would be somewhere in the $2.5-3 million range. And so there would be 20% match for the county. There has been extensive work to locate the source of the problem, and that's ongoing, but I guess is starting to look like there might be a resolution on that. And so maybe the deputy executive has more up-to-date estimates on what we would be applying for on this. But it did pass out of Public Works earlier this week.
Deputy Executive Lyle, would you like to speak on it?
The problem has been found to our awareness. It has to do with the return drain from the lowest drain in the deep portion of the pool. So there's broken pipes that are underneath the pool base and also underneath the concrete deck. So repair of that would be still requires closure for the season. Will require cutting through the wall and also through the deck. Right now, we're preparing this grant application, and it would give us also the opportunity to do some other modifications and work on the pool that will actually, we believe, enhance the facility, including removing the existing kiddie pool that's associated with the splash pad. As well as creating a zero entry, which could be done seamlessly into the other portion of the pool. And that the pool itself, they were capital projects for 2019, 2016 on the pool. It is in good shape. However, we could add the zero entry, which if folks are familiar with that, that's like the town of Rosendale's pool. And it greatly increases the usability of the pool, especially for folks with mobility issues. So I believe it would be really an enhancement to the site that we would be able to do under the same proposal. So that's what we're looking for right now as far as scope.
Thank you. Just a couple of questions in regards to, first off, the executive's office doesn't see a particular issue cropping up with the submission date for this grant application being tomorrow and the legislature not being able to vote on final approval until next week?
As far as the grant application goes, it's an email submission. It's not through a portal. We would always have the opportunity to withdraw a submission if it weren't approved by the legislature. There's nothing in the grant application that requires a resolution, per se. For the application materials
as such. And the other question, I think it might have been brought up in Public Works before, but just in regards to why the county did not pursue applying for this grant previously before this emergency cropped up. And if you might be willing to speak on that.
The grant announcement, New York Swims is a fairly new pool of funding. and I believe this was the first time it was offered.
I'm sorry?
I believe this was this year, in May was the first time that this funding had been made available. We did not, the pool is heavily used. And used by a lot of folks in the community, and there's ongoing maintenance that goes on every year. And also, we have done capital projects to, like I mentioned, I think it was 2019, to redo the lining. The pump house has been rehabbed and repaired. So there have been significant maintenance through over time. We had absolutely no idea that this level of failure was coming or was possible. But it, you know, pool was filled in the beginning of June. It opened on the 15th, and by the 20th, they were noticing these very large leaks. So it's really this unanticipated kind of catastrophic failure that is kind of pushing us to pursue the funding and then also use this as an opportunity to review whether or not there's other ways to enhance it if we have to do this more significant work to school.
Thank you. Is there a, is there any other discussion? Motion to adopt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of adoption of late of resolution 414, please notify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the motion is adopted unanimously. And then we have two more late resolutions. Late resolution 415, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the City of Kingston for the purpose of shared services, Department of Public Works, Parks. So these, this resolution and the following resolution, again, are authorizing intermunicipal agreements with the City of Kingston for this resolution and the Town of Rosendale for the following, respectively, to provide lifeguards, 17 in total, and pool attendants, 12 total, previously employed at the Ulster County Pool. And the agreements are effective on the effective date, and they, and it will continue through September 15th. 2024. So is there any, is there a motion to discuss resolution number 415? Motion by Legislator Hanson. Is there a second? Second by Legislator Harmon. Any questions or comments on resolution 415? Seeing none, do I have a motion to adopt resolution 415. Motion by Legislator Harmon, seconded by Legislator Hansett. All in favor of adoption of Resolution 415, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. The resolution is adopted unanimously. And late Resolution 416, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute intermunicipal agreement with the Town of Rosendale for the purpose of shared services, Department of Public Works, Parks. Is there a motion to discuss? Motion by Legislator Hanson, seconded by Legislator Harmon. Is there any discussion or questions on Resolution 416? Seeing none, do I have a motion to adopt Resolution 416? Motion by Legislator Harmon. Second by Legislator Hansett. All in favor of adoption of Resolution 416?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Resolution 416 is adopted unanimously. Do we have any, there are nothing on the resolution, nothing on the agenda for forthcoming resolutions. Is there, does anybody have any new business that they would like to discuss or old business that needs to be discussed? Seeing none, Legislator Gavaris, motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Seconded by Legislator Hansett. Okay. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Meeting is adjourned.